I am joined in the studio with the one and only, the often imitated but never duplicated.
Oh, stop.
Commander Braxton, a.k.a. DJ Renaissance. So we've got a lot to talk about today. We're going to kind of continue our conversation from last week. I know you're just getting back into the AOR, getting resettled in, but we've got some health talk to do today. So what's on our agenda?
Thank you. Well, last week we were talking about the dangers of cigarette smoking, and in particular for children, and the fact that even secondhand smoke can be dangerous to children's health. So we're going to talk about that, and then also talk about other types of tobacco and nicotine products that people don't necessarily think, such as cigarettes, but they're still harmful to our health. Yeah, I just, as you mentioned, me getting back to the AOR, my parents had their 60th wedding anniversary on Friday. And so I left on Thursday and arrived on Thursday for the party. And my flight got in a little bit before midnight yesterday.
Stick around. We've got some more health talk and, of course, some more music, too.
Maximum Music.
I love you, too.
Oh, Rob Thomas.
John Mayer.
I don't listen to anything else.
Minimum Repeats.
Very good variety of music.
They play the greatest music all day long.
AFN The Eagle, serving America's best.
It is the month of the military family. It's also Tobacco Cessation Month. Commander Braxton, let's talk a little bit about e-cigarettes, vaping, how these kind of intersect in people's lives.
Okay. Well, what they all have in common is nicotine. And last week we were talking about as little kids, sometimes children are riding in cars or adults are smoking. And a child's respiratory tract is not as large as it is for an adult's. And that's why children are more susceptible to getting upper respiratory infections. And as we get older, then we usually do grow out of that. But nicotine can be very harmful to children. So when a mother is pregnant, that can be a problem that can cause damage to the fetus because of the chemicals that are in not only cigarettes, but also in the e-cigarettes, such as within vaping. And some of the risks that could happen to a mother who is ingesting tobacco products are ectopic pregnancy, and that's when the pregnancy is outside of the uterus where the baby is supposed to be going. And this can be definitely very harmful to the woman, and it could be fatal if it's not caught in time. You can also have problems with the placenta, which is basically the packaging that the baby is in utero, and then also problems with their thyroid for when the children are born. And also can cause a premature rupture of the water, like when a woman breaks her water. Other risks for the fetus are delayed growth, higher risk of premature birth. And I know someone that I went to college with whose mother smoked throughout the pregnancy, not only for her, but her brother. And she was small, and she also has like very tiny feet. And so she's had health issues for that. And you know, this is back in the 60s where people didn't really know the damages of it, but unfortunately you find out after the fact. You can also have permanent brain and lung damage, as well as a higher risk of stillbirth, which is, unfortunately, the delivering of a baby that is not alive. And then the risks to the newborn would be a smaller size birth or an underweight baby, colic with uncontrollable crying, high irritability, sudden infant syndrome, and so it's called SIDS, and there's an acronym they would say is like putting the child back to sleep. So when you're putting a baby to sleep, have them lay on their back. And then also higher risk of developing obesity and asthma during childhood. And so, again, nicotine, again, is highly addictive. And it can also harm adolescent brain development. And the frontal lobe of the brain doesn't solidify until you're about 25 years old. And so if you remember when you were younger, you can't rent a car by yourself until you're the age of 25. And that's because insurance actuaries know that your brain hasn't fully solidified. The frontal lobe is responsible for your decision-making skills. We've talked to younger teenagers and middle schoolers about this. And again, they are still in middle school. They want to get a job. They want to learn to drive a car, have a career, etc. And you want to give your brain as best of health as possible. And we used to have this one infographic, and you think of the vending machines anywhere, and you hit the number and one will come out, whatever you want. Well, you only get one brain, and so you can't just get a new brain so after the one is destroyed. So you have to take care of the brain that you have. And then there's other issues with regards to tobacco, and just because of the aerosols that come from the e-cigarettes, they can truly harm the body. And although there are less chemicals than cigarettes, they're still harmful to your health.
The freshest hits on the planet. The most music in the universe. AFN The Eagle.
Smoking isn't good at any age, and especially if you're a pregnant woman. We just talked about some of the many different risks and things that can happen during pregnancy if someone is smoking or ingesting any type of nicotine. We talked about the delayed growth for the child, the permanent brain and lung damage as well. So, Commander Braxton, what are some other things as we kind of discuss health, but particularly in the lens of Tobacco Cessation Month, what are some things that we can do to help ensure that, you know, the youth and some of the younger generation aren't falling into some bad habits?
The youth are especially vulnerable for using e-cigarettes. And so some of the statistics are, is that in the United States, youth are more likely than adults to use e-cigarettes. In 2018, more than 3.6 million U.S. middle and high school students used e-cigarettes in the past 30 days. And I was even contacted by the school officials last year to see if we can have some type of program on vaping, because they have caught middle school students vaping there at the school here in Bahrain. And I'm curious how the children get it. I don't know. I know that there's vape shops. I don't know if people ask for ID. I'm not really sure how that works, but they have had an issue with vaping there in the school. Again, 28% of students who vape are high school students, and 4.9% are middle school students. So again, they are getting access to this. And so that definitely, I think there need to be stronger ways to make sure that you're limiting the access to this. I know that you have to be a certain age to purchase alcohol. And I believe the same has to do for cigarettes. And you have to show ID. And if you aren't this certain age, and then among current e-cigarette users aged 45 years and older, in 2015, most were current or former regular cigarette smokers, and 1.3% had never been cigarette smokers before. Whereas in contrast, among current e-cigarette users between the ages of 18 and 24, 40% had never been regular cigarette smokers. So these young adults are going straight to the e-cigarettes, the vapes, without even going to the cigarettes. And then in for adult e-cigarette users, 29.8% were former cigarette smokers, 11.4% had never smoked cigarettes, and 58.8% are current smokers. Some people think that e-cigarettes are a safer alternative to cigarettes. There are less chemicals. I know that cigarettes have probably about 7,000 chemicals in it, so there are less cigarette chemicals in the e-cigarettes. And because, again, there's still nicotine and all the other harmful effects there. So you're smarter off not doing so or trying to find a way to quit.
So thinking about ways to quit, maybe we can talk about some resources that we have here at the clinic and just some people that you can go to there, get some medical expertise.
The freshest hits on the planet. The most music in the universe. AFN The Eagle.
Don't start anything that is a bad habit, right? That's usually the best advice that people give. Today, we're talking about ways to quit smoking, smoking cessation, and some of the resources that we have available here on base. So, Commander, if someone was looking for help, maybe some guidance, some one-on-one on ways to quit, maybe even some other resources, walk us through what someone could do.
We have, for those people who are interested in quitting cigarettes, tobacco, vaping, etc., we do have resources here at the clinic, and so they can get tobacco cessation, and it's a matter of talking to your primary care provider, even someone over at behavioral health. But we have counseling that we can provide for tobacco cessation to help you with changing those habits. We also have, if you are interested in a need, medications such as the gums or the patches. That's something that would require a prescription, so you do need to talk to your primary care provider about that. And so there's different algorithms, so depending on how much you've smoked over how long a period of time, you may need higher amounts of nicotine substitutes for this. And so there's an algorithm that we would figure out. And so whether you want to use a patch or a gum or other tools that we have available, it's meeting it with your provider. But again, just come to our clinic, either to family medicine or to your behavioral health, and then we can provide you tobacco cessation counseling and medications.
So we have some solutions available, but you have to want the help, right?
You have to want the help. We cannot make you come in because, again, unfortunately, it's highly addictive. And sometimes people take some several tries to quit. Hey, as long as you do, that's what's really it's most important. And so, but sometimes figuring out what is the why of why you want to quit. And so whether it's you want to walk your child down the aisle at some point, or just for your realizing your health and different things, but just try to figure out what the why is, and then also trying to think about what causes you to light up or to take a hit on your vape device. And sometimes it's because, again, of stress or that oral fixation. So just trying to figure out what could you do as an alternative to putting tobacco products in your mouth.
A lot like real life, only louder. AFM The Eagle, serving America's best.
We've covered a little bit of information about e-cigarettes, about regular cigarettes, looking at not smoking during pregnancy, as well as like youth and how to kind of put a stop on youth smoking out there. Now, we're out here in Bahrain, the Middle East. They've got some different devices, I'll call them, some hookahs, right?
Yes.
That also can provide some type of nicotine ingestion.
Hookah and shisha are very common out here in the Middle East. And unfortunately, they too are not safe alternatives to smoking cigarettes. And they too also can pose serious health risks to smokers and those who are exposed to the hookah smoke. Hookah and tobacco, the smoke contains many toxic agents that can clog your arteries and cause heart disease. Babies born to people who smoked the water pipes or the hookah or the shisha, they can often be born weighing less than a regular child would compared to those who do not smoke. And then babies born to people who use hookah are also at an increased risk for respiratory diseases. Again, a child's respiratory tract is smaller, but again, when you are in utero inside your mom and you don't have control over what's going on, these chemicals can still have an adverse effect on you. So what I found very interesting when I was talking about hookah and for people who smoke it, I'm just going to read it verbatim because, again, it's much better when they say it. But it says, in a typical one-hour hookah smoking sessions, users may inhale 100 to 200 times the amount of smoke they would inhale from a single cigarette. In a single water pipe session, users are exposed to up to 9 times the carbon monoxide and 1.7 times the nicotine of a cigarette. And so I found that very fascinating because, again, you think, because, again, it's not a cigarette per se and it's filtered with water. The facts are this. So that's actually rather scary. And it says the amount of smoke inhaled during a typical hookah session is about 90,000 milliliters compared to 500 to 600 milliliters inhaled when smoking a cigarette. So because, again, the hookahs have flavors to them, etc., you think that it's not as harmful. I've tried hookah once in my life, and this was back when I was deployed to Kuwait, and we went to Qatar for an R&R. And so mine, I think, was strawberry flavor. And I remember feeling hypoxic, which means having a lack of oxygen. So that's the only time I've done hookah. But again, I did not realize just how harmful hookah can be. And it's cultural here, and it's very common to go to restaurants, but it is not healthy for you.
Yeah, and what are some of the effects? I mean, just those statistics alone of how much more carbon monoxide and the amounts of nicotine, but what are some of the effects that smoking hookah or some of these other ways of ingesting nicotine would have on people's bodies?
Well, hookah, just like with cigarettes, has certain risks such as oral cancers, lung cancer, stomach cancer, cancer of the esophagus, reduced lung function, as well as decreased fertility. It's highly addictive because, again, the water pipes or the hookah or the shisha, they too contain nicotines. Therefore, they're delivering the tobacco products to you. The tobacco and hookah is also exposed to high heat from burning the charcoal. And so the smoke is at least as toxic as cigarette smoke.
The freshest hits on the planet. The most music in the universe. AFM The Eagle.
Last week, when we were talking about tobacco cessation, we brought up some myths. We've got a few more myths that we want to add and looking at ways that to bring some truth into the conversation. So a lot of times people think about, when they think about vaping, they think, hey, vaping is safe. But the reality is it's not. So a lot of people say it's just water.
And the fact is that it's not just water. It's an aerosol. And so aerosol, or you think about droplets. And again, because they're smaller droplets, then they can get into your lungs that much easier, like the tiny particles that are suspended in the air. And so there's actually very little water involved. And what you're seeing is you're getting, it's a chemical called polyproline glycol. And as it gets into your mouth and the upper airways, et cetera, it gets into your lungs. And so that is not water.
Okay. All right. So that's myth one. Second myth, which is vaping has no health effects.
Fact is that vape cigarettes have their own unique potential health risks. And one of the things we were talking about off air, but we'll mention to our listeners, is that the risks of with carbon monoxide. So that's actually increased with the hookahs and with the vaping. Just as with cigarette smoke, the vaping, that can affect your body organs as well, and not in a good way. We were talking about the polyproline glycol. That's metabolized in the liver. And so some of that actually can get metabolized into formaldehyde. And if you remember in science class, when you ever had to dissect an animal, it's stored in formaldehyde. People are embalmed with formaldehyde. And if you ever have tissues taken out for biopsy, et cetera, that is stored in formaldehyde as well. So again, you're putting embalming fluids into your body when you're doing so. The chemicals can also affect your retina, and so that can cause retinal damage as well as blindness. There's also increases risk of something called popcorn lung, which are scarring of the tiny air sacs in the lungs, the alveoli, and it can cause thickening and narrowing of the airways, which can lead to reduced lung capacity.
So we've got one more myth here. This one is, hey, vaping is the best option for those who want to quit smoking.
They're unfortunately all not good for you. Or also, I could just say they're bad for you. And so the best thing that you can do is, again, come over to the medical home port or to behavioral health if you would like to find alternative ways to cut down and then quit your habits.
A lot like real life, only louder. AFM The Eagle, serving America's best.
Hey, it's DJ Renaissance again, and now again I have the two smoking handsome MCs here in the house, because we have DJ Johnny Jams and we also have MCC Stumberg. And when we were off air, Chief was telling us how he is actually on his own journey to cutting his vaping habits. So Chief, would you mind sharing your successes?
Yeah, so I am on day two. Yeah, it's a little bit of a struggle. Nicotine addiction is real. It's a challenge, and how it's changed throughout the years. But yeah, so for me, it's I'll be going home for Christmas. So a big part of my want to do it is a little bit for physical, obviously physical health. You know, talk about lung capacity and challenges, and I definitely notice it when I start to do cardio or anything like that. But then also, I definitely want to cut it out. I just don't want to smoke around my kiddos. So I'm on day two. And for me, what's really helping, I just am noticing some of the triggers. And I think some of the stresses from work kind of help trigger that. And so I've decided to not bring my vape into work at all. And just if you're not able to access it, you can't smoke. So that's kind of that. And then also the oral fixation part you talked about. I didn't realize that a lot of times when I have the need to smoke, sometimes a peppermint stick of gum clears it up, and it kind of helps me do that. So those are some things that I've noticed help me personally.
Well, thank you so much for leading by example and sharing your story with us, because again, what better of a story is something that's actually, it's personal to you. And so, because we can spoke facts to everyone, but to actually have a story of what it's actually working for, we appreciate that and sharing it with our listeners. Yeah. I wish you success. And again, it's one day at a time.
Yeah, yep. One day at a time. And then just sharing it like you're doing with us here, letting us know, you know, so that we can, you know, check in and we can talk, and it brings a conversation, a reality to what we're doing here. So,
yeah. And I think another piece, too, is the accountability piece, I think, too. So knowing that there's folks out there that want you to be healthy, want you to succeed. I think there's a big part too. And also, they will give you the stink eye if you know, you report back.
Hey, I resemble that.
So, but you know, I think just knowing that there's people that like want you to be healthy, I think is a big encouragement for me, for sure.